reality check here this morning for the renewable obsessives. We have new figures from the gas industry that shows a material decline in production. Last year, there was 12.5% less production than forecast. And in the first 3 months so far of this year, it's down nearly 28%. So what to do? The Energy Minister, Simeon Brown, with us. Simeon, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Put a word around this. Are you concerned, alarmed?
I'm very concerned about what this means for our electricity sector. This is a substantial and material reduction in gas production. Ultimately, what this means is two things. One is we don't have enough gas to support as much as we need to support our manufacturing base. But secondly, gas is a really important part of our electricity system. And without that gas, we've got two choices. We either have to reduce demand or we have to burn more coal. And news out today from Genesis shows that they're burning a lot more coal in order to meet that need at the same time. And that's twice as carbon intensive as burning gas.
And is that coal from Indonesia?
It's all imported. I'd say it's from Indonesia. That's where I think Genesis has been getting their stockpile from. I mean, ultimately, the government's priority is to keep the lights on. We want New Zealanders to be able to have security of energy security. That is really important. So if that is coal in the short term, and that's what's required to keep the lights on, that is what needs to happen. But this is the result of the previous government banning oil and gas exploration, making it harder around decommissioning rules for those companies which do the drilling. We haven't had the drilling that we need to keep the gas flowing from those production fields because we've disincentivised that investment. And ultimately, the chickens are coming home to roost, and this is not good for our economy.
And a very good example of ideology over reality. And I remember so clearly that day when Ardern turned up seemingly out of nowhere into Taranaki with no consultation at all and said, by the way, we won't be doing any more of this, and don't worry about it, the solar will take care of everything. And what a pile of crap that turned out to be.
Well, and ultimately, we need gas as a transitionary fuel. It is a critical transitionary fuel so that when the sun's not shining, the wind's not blowing, we've got gas to be able to peak and firm our electricity system so that we can keep the lights on, we can keep production going in our important production, whether it's Fonterra, whether that's Balance, whether that's Methanex. They all rely on reliable gas market in order to supply that significant production capacity in our economy. So ultimately, the government's made it very clear we're going to be repealing that oil and gas ban. My colleague, the Honourable Shane Jones, is working on that around the decommissioning rules as well. We need to encourage investment back so that we can have that security of supply for New Zealanders.
Yeah, but here's part of your problem. As good as all of that is, that's not happening tomorrow, and the coal's still coming in, and so your problem's going to be ongoing, isn't it?
Well, ultimately, those are the decisions we'll be making as quickly as we can. And encouraging that investment back is really important. Part of what we were doing today as well is setting up a gas security response group to monitor the situation, but also to work with the upstream suppliers, get better coordination so that we can ensure that security of supply. At the same time, ultimately Genesis has made it clear that they will be looking to import more coal to keep the lights on, to ensure that security of supply into the market. The market will respond. But ultimately, we want to make sure we are doing everything we can to encourage and incentivise that upstream investment in gas.
Good.
So that New Zealand's security of supply remains strong.
The other part of your problem, though, is if you are reliant on gas, the price is going to go through the roof, is going through the roof. I got the letter from the gas company
correct.
The other day, and that's inflationary.
Well, ultimately, that is correct. So with less supply, the price will go up, and as what consumers will be seeing. There's a number of all of government contracts for schools and hospitals which are coming up for renewal this year. They're going to either have to pay a lot more or they're going to get a lot shorter contracts or a bit of both. So that means less reliability, less security in the long term. So that's exactly right. It passes on through to inflation, and that's ultimately not good for the New Zealand economy.
Okay, mate. Appreciate it. Simeon Brown, who's the Energy Minister.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.